Now, straight from the headlines, bringing you our latest top newsmakers. This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our Hideaway studio in East County. Today we're going to be talking about the school bond measure, Prop BB, in the Grossmont Union High School District. And my very special guest today is Nick Marinovich. Nick is a former member of the Citizens Bond Oversight Committee in the Grossmont District, and he's the current chair of the Oversight Committee in the Sweetwater School District. Nick, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and good afternoon.
You've told me there are some very serious problems with this bond measure, and obviously you know a little bit about bond measures. I would say quite a bit about bond measures. For starters, you've indicated that it seems to list more projects than could be funded with the $128 million that are in the bond. Tell us about that.
Well, the state constitution and the voter, as coming into the voting booth, ought to know what they're being asked for to how to spend your money. And the projects listed in the bond measure for BB are well over the $128 million being asked of the voters. So there's no priority list of projects, and there's no specific list of how they're going to spend the money. And the voters really asked to figure out and trust that the district is going to know how best to spend the $128 million.
It's really astounding to me that they did this, because this is a district that has drawn a huge amount of controversy. For two prior bonds, Proposition U and Proposition H, in which they did list projects that supposedly were going to be funded, but the number one project that many people thought they were voting on, which was a new high school for Alpine, was never built. They claimed they didn't meet the threshold for enrollment. Other people said they did. But the bottom line was they spent money on a bunch of projects, at least some projects that were never listed in the bond, Olympic-sized swimming pools and theaters, and did not build the high school that was so critical for the people of Alpine.
That's true, and in fact, the Citizens Bond Oversight Committee that I was on refused to even really deal with the question of whether what the district did was proper or not, and that's one of their charges. They're supposed to be independent, and they're supposed to tell the citizens who are spending their hard-earned money, am I getting what I asked for when I voted for it? And the committee does not do its job, and that's one of the significant problems about the current bond measure, is that you don't really have right now the comfort that you have the citizens committee that's supposed to look out after it really do so.
Right. I mean, Sweetwater had a lot of problems over there, but eventually I understand they implemented some reforms, so they now have a citizens bond oversight committee that truly performs a watchdog function. Is that correct?
That's true. I, as you mentioned earlier, I'm the chair of the Sweetwater Bond Oversight Committee, and it's dramatically different than the Grossmont Bond Oversight Committee, which I resigned from. And it was a bad committee before, but when the district began its corruption problems, it got its act together eventually, and now it's a well-run bond oversight committee.
And we should say for listeners who may not be familiar with the Sweetwater situation, they had a pay-to-play situation out there, and there were actually criminal indictments brought and some convictions against a couple of people out there.
True. The former superintendent spent some time in jail, as well as a former trustee for pay-to-play.
And so far that hasn't happened out here. Now, back for a moment to the issue of not delivering what they promised in these last two bonds. The county grand jury found that they essentially had misappropriated bond monies and told them they either needed to build the Alpine High School or turn the money over to an adjoining school district, the Alpine Union District, so that it could build it. The district voted to do neither. So the parents up in Alpine sued the district, the Grossmont District. That's still in the courts. We're all paying, if you live in that district, a lot of money for these lawsuits that keep going on and on and on and on. And this could actually lead to the breakup of the district, because the parents in Alpine have filed a unification petition that really is about breaking up the district and getting that money back, a portion of that bond money, and giving it to the Alpine Union School District, which currently only goes up through middle school, so that it could become a high school district and build the school, and we would lose all that ADA money out of the Grossmont District. So when you came to them, other people came to the Citizens Bond Oversight Committee and said, hey, there's this grand jury report, you know, you ought to take a look at it. What was their reaction?
Well, they practically, basically decided not to react to it, almost poo-pooed it as, that's really not within our purview, is kind of what I heard when I was on the committee.
Why don't they care?
Why don't they care? You know, it's hard to read their minds. My perception is that these people believe that the primary function of the Bond Oversight Committee is to sort of support whatever district activities are going on.
Now, these are people that were appointed to the so-called Oversight Committee by the school board itself, right? So you're saying they're beholden more to the people that appointed them than they are to the public that they're supposed to serve?
It would appear that they are influenced by whoever appointed them to the board or by a direct and clear involvement with overall activities with the district that sort of puts them in a cheerleader role for the bond program, which is, in my opinion, what they primarily view their function on this committee, or at least they act like that. They never ask tough questions. That's the problem I had with it. Anytime a tough question was asked, it was marginalized by the chair.
So you actually resigned in protest over that. Now let's fast forward again to the current bond BB, that is going to be on the ballot on Tuesday. Another issue with this that you've pointed out is that there is a pay-to-play component. Tell us about that.
Yes, pay-to-play, in simple terms, is where contractors, people who stand to benefit from something, give money to a entity that they expect something in return. And this often can be legal, but essentially it occurs where contractors, consultants who do business with the district give money to the bond campaign. And then there's an expectation, maybe implied, that as a result of a successful bond campaign, they will receive a contract subsequent to its passage.
So that seems like it's maybe not so beneficial for taxpayers, because shouldn't there be an open bidding process? If projects are needed, should you pick someone based on open bidding or just based on the fact that they gave money to support a school bond?
Well, in theory, it can be that way. But, you know, in the selection of consultants, if it's not purely a competitive bid where there's some element of objectivity for selection, say with architects, there's a potential that there's long memories of who gave the money and who ought to get the contracts. And if you look at the people that are giving money to this current bond campaign, they're the same people who have current contracts with the district. Just last Thursday, there was a $3.7 million contract awarded to a contractor, Erickson Hall, who gave $25,000 to the current bond campaign. That just doesn't sound
right. That is a lot of money. It seemed to me when they're deciding which of these projects they should give priority to, we know we've already established there's nowhere near enough money to fund them all that are listed in the bond. That should be a concern. Are they going to give preference to some guy that put in $300,000 or more versus somebody else who may be the contractor on an even more worthy project?
You just don't know. You know, that's the problem, is something like that is very hard to prove. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of building the trust in the public is, how does it look? Does it feel right?
Well, another thing that doesn't look so good is something that was exposed in a Union Tribune article this past week, where they wrote that the Superintendent Glover, apparently has been calling and asking staff and students to participate in phone banking to support Prop BB. We don't know if this was done on school time, but if it was, that would be completely illegal. There's also the intimidation factor. If the superintendent, who's your boss, calls you up, even if you're at home, and says, hey, we'd love you to come down here, you know, to some private site and do phone banking, you know, that's really a questionable practice, isn't it, Nick?
It is, you know, it's just, there's a very tough legal area to say what's freedom of speech and what's legal or illegal. The point is that if it doesn't look right, it probably isn't right. Whether it's legally not right is one thing, but whether you have flyers with superintendents' names about fiestas to go to contractors to support a bond measure, it just doesn't feel right.
So the contractors are putting on parties, fiestas now, too.
For a BB proposition support.
Very interesting. You have testified before the Little Hoover Commission before on bond issues. For listeners who aren't familiar, tell us briefly what the Little Hoover Commission is and what your testimony was all about.
The Little Hoover Commission is essentially a bipartisan state watchdog accountability organization that provides recommendations on government reform statewide. And I was called to testify as a local school bond chair, the only one in the state mm-hmm. that called to testify on why the Sweetwater Bond Oversight Committee works so well and recommendations how to improve bond oversight. I did that, and Sweetwater is, to their credit, the district has got their act together, and they got a great committee.
Very good. And how does that compare to the Grossmont District and the Grossmont Committee?
It's diametrically, it's a joke. The Grossmont Bond Oversight Committee is a joke. It does not function as intended.
What's it going to take to change that?
A board that decides to appoint truly independent and empowered citizens to purport the good, bad, and ugly about the bond program.
Okay, well, there's two seats up on that board in District 1 and District 2, so I suppose a potential for some new faces to show up in at least two of the five districts. We'll just have to see what happens there. Now, another potential reform that's been proposed is something that the state treasurer, Mr. Chang, has come up with. Can you tell us about that?
Treasurer Chang issued a press release in July of this year stating that any financial advisor, underwriter, or bond counsel that gave money to local school bond campaigns would be precluded from any contracts with the state treasurer for their services.
And the status on that, is this just a proposal? Does it have to go through the legislature or what?
No, it's just, I think it's just an administrative policy that if I don't really know exactly how they implement it, but they just said if we find out that there's a firm giving money to these school bond campaigns, they don't get the treasurer's money in terms of contracts.
Wow. So is that in place now, or is that something going on?
It's in place now.
So these people could be in trouble or not be able to...
If they were reported, and there are contractors, there are bond councils that have given money to the BB campaign that would presumably fall under that press release.
Okay, so there may be some consequences down the line for
there
some of those that are doing this.
People report it.
Okay. Devil's advocate question would be, as problematic as this bond is, Nick, I do need to ask, since we don't have the other side here today, are some of these projects critical? I mean, are you telling people not to vote for this? Or if people vote against it, are we liable to see, you know, crumbling infrastructure and school buildings that are falling down because they don't get the funding?
No, you know what? I guess what I'm saying is don't vote for a new bond measure now. You need in place measures to make sure the money is spent properly, that there's an accountability for how the money is spent, and you have a real bond oversight committee. I'm not opposed to new bond measures. That's not why I oppose this one. I mm-hmm. oppose it because of the way the district handles its bond program presently.
Yeah, so maybe taxpayers may wish to send a message to the district that they want a more carefully crafted bond the next time that has some protection so that people know if they're voting for something, the projects they vote for are what's going to actually be funded and built, and, you know, perhaps some limits on who gets to donate to these campaigns so that we don't have people who are profiting off of the projects funding them.
That's correct. You couldn't have said it better. I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself. I think that's what you want to know, how the money's going to be spent. You can't tell when you vote for BB how the money's going to be spent.
Okay.
As a taxpayer, that's basic right.
All right. Well, we are out of time today, but Nick, I really want to thank you for coming on the show today. Listeners, we've been speaking with Nick Marinovich, who is the chair of the Bond Oversight Committee for the Sweetwater District, where a lot of good reforms have gone in place, and he formerly served on the Grossmont Union High School District Citizens Bond Oversight Committee, which apparently, according to Nick, is still in need of a lot of reforms. Nick, I'm going to let you have the final word today. Is there anything else that you would like our listeners to know?
Just that BB is the wrong bond measure at the wrong time. And then in the future, I'm sure if under the right circumstances, I'll be the first one to support a new bond measure if reforms are enacted.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much for joining us today on the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ, the Network for Social Justice.